This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on a Wednesday. A lot to recap. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Head coach of the UConn Huskies, Danny Hurley, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Peter Schrager has a mock draft, and he's got sources. This is a different mock draft, because he's talking to people who are in the positions to be making the picks. Peter Schrager from NFL Network will join us a little bit later on. Your phone calls are always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. The big merch day, it's merchandise day. We're not in March anymore. It would be merchandise. But Marvin and the merchandise store got some T-shirts there celebrating UConn's back-to-back titles, plus a new Marvin T-shirt as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We have our play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. And our radio affiliates, we're in over 400 cities. Kings knock out the Warriors as we say goodbye to the artist formerly known as the Golden State Warriors. 32 for Keegan Murray. Lakers hold off the Pelicans. Zion had 40. He was the best player on the floor and then got injured late. We don't know his availability for the game coming up Friday against Sacramento. Tonight, Heat at the Sixers. Hawks will be at the Bulls. Seton, what's the poll question for the first hour? And then we'll dive into the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I think we start with the Warriors. Paulie sent one over. If I were Klay Thompson and I had these two offers, which one would I take?
Okay.
2 years for $30 million, and you could play for the Wizards, Hornets, Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, $12 million to play for the Warriors.
Well, I think he's going to want more. Well, he'll obviously want more than that. The question is, if you said to him, here's 2 years for $40 million, maybe throw in some incentives in there, would he take that to stay at Golden State? Or do you get greedy and say, I won my titles, I'm a Hall of Fame player, I'm going to get a little bit more money, maybe I go to Orlando. You know, a team on the rise, I could be a veteran there, I could help them. You know, I don't know if they're a very good three-point shooting team. I don't think they are. Maybe you could bring Clay in there and he could have that role there. But if I'm Clay Thompson, I've made $250 million, I'm a Hall of Famer, do I really want to uproot and go to another team, another city, another system, not have the luxury of playing with Steph Curry? And, you know, it's tough for him because he was a star, he was a starter, then he lost his starting role, gained it back, and then he didn't score last night. And they got blown out by Sacramento. Does Golden State want him back? No matter what. No matter what the price is, do they want him back? They're stuck with Draymond Green. Maybe stuck is not, you know, an accurate word, but that's how I view it. They're stuck with him. But Clay is an unrestricted free agent. You got Chris Paul's contract on the books there. You know, Steph at 36, He was okay last night. You know, give Sacramento credit. They played really good defense. They're a good defensive team. They're still a fun team to watch. You know, they get lost in the California shuffle, but they are a fun team to watch. They have a lot of talent. You win by 24, and, you know, they struggled down the stretch, or they would have been probably a 5 seed. I mean, they're a dangerous, you know, team going into the postseason if they happen to advance. But, you know, watching the Pelicans last night with Zion, it almost feels like that's a microcosm of Zion Williamson. Wow. And then, oh. And you hope there's not that Anthony Davis feel of, you know, when he played, you know, when he was healthy, and you kind of get that feeling with him. But he was the best player on the floor, and he was not afraid. But he had a big stage here, and this might have been the coming out party, you know, maybe the re-coming out party for Zion, because we saw him when he was great. That was in college. We saw some moments his first year. And then he sort of went away, and we thought maybe he was going to be a bust. But he came back. He played well, played in a lot of games this year for New Orleans. And New Orleans probably wins that game if he stays in. I mean, it just felt like they had no answer for him, and he was not afraid, and he was taking it to the Lakers. But the Lakers do win. They advance back to Golden State. Here is Draymond Green talking about the future of the Golden State Warriors.
They've shown nothing but respect, loyalty, love, trust to us. So I got no reason to go into it like, oh, man, they're not going to do right by Clay. They did right by me. They've done right by Steph. They've done right by all of us. You know, Clay tore his ACL. They paid him $160 million. So I have no reason to think that our ownership group aren't going to take care of us the way we've taken care of this organization.
All right, here's Steph Curry on the future of Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it, and we're not going to play forever, but, you know, we've experienced so much together, and at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win, I know I want to win, and that's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, they're going to take a little time, obviously, and they're going to, and they might have already made up their mind of what they were going to do next year, win or lose last night. Do you want to keep Klay Thompson, and at what price? Chris Paul with his contract, you can be creative with that. Is Kuminga ready to be a star? You know, that's part of the problem too. I might hold on to Klay and Dre, but I think, you know, there's a kicker that is attached to Draymond Green. If he gets traded, he gets money out the door as well. Now, he's not costing you, you know, an exorbitant amount, but can you get Klay Thompson a 2-year, $50 million deal? Is that prudent for this team? And I'd probably hold on to Klay one more year if I don't feel like their younger players are ready. You know, Wiggins I would try to trade, but I don't know what you're going to get. I mean, 2 years ago, he was great. But I don't know what you're going to get for him. And that would be, can you make one more run for Steph Curry? What's it going to cost you? And I think that's the question you have to ask. Because if you have Steph, and Steph's going to cost you $55 million, and you still have Draymond Green there, do you bring back Klay and say, let's try it one more time? I guess that would be probably the decision that they'll have to mull over here. But Steph can't continue to be Steph. Like, at some point, there's going to be that somebody's got to be maybe the guy who takes over and lets Steph be a complimentary player. I mean, LeBron's been waiting for AD to do this, and it's not going to happen. So LeBron's like, oh, damn, I got to carry everybody up and down the floor here. Yeah, probably so. And Steph may say the same thing. My God. Klay, make a shot. Like, somebody help me here. You know, they whiffed on Wiseman. Jordan Poole, that didn't do well at the very end. Should they have signed up Draymond Green? Well, you know, they're being loyal. I mean, we talk about ownership and lack of loyalty. There's been loyalty. But it's a business. And that's where I come in, and that's where a player should understand. And it is business. And is it better business for Golden State to move on from Chris Paul, from Wiggins, Klay Thompson? Can you restock? Can you get younger? Can you get maybe somebody who can help Steph Curry get one more title? Because you spent a lot of money. Nobody spends more money than Golden State. But you didn't get your money's worth for a 10 seed that's now out of the playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
You mentioned Wiseman. If you go back 4 years ago when they had that all-injury season where Steph had the wrist and Klay was out for the year and a half, they stumbled into the number two pick of the draft, and Wiseman didn't work out at all. They were one pick away from having Anthony Edwards. What would that have done to have him as that next unit to start and then take over? They could have had LaMelo Ball they passed on. Mm. They passed on Tyrese Halliburton, who knew at the time, but imagine if they had taken him or Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
They went with the big guy. If they would have gotten any of those players in that draft, it would have, the transition, can you imagine?
Yeah. And, you know, it used to be when all else fails, go big. Like, with your draft pick, like, you can't fail, go for a big man. And that's not the NBA anymore. When they went after Wiseman, who I thought was unproven, he showed glimpses at Memphis, but I'm like, okay, the number two overall pick? And you're like, yeah. I go, okay. And Jay Billis, I remember Jay saying, hey, you know, I like him. I just didn't see it. Anthony Edwards, I saw somebody who was explosive. Halliburton, I watched in college, but I got to be honest, I didn't think, like, wow, that guy's going to be a Rookie of the Year candidate. Then I saw him in Sacramento, and I go, that guy's a star. You know, it's like Sabonis. I didn't get it when he was at Gonzaga, and then I got it, and I'm like, wow. It's not a fluke. He knows how to play. But that's tricky when you're drafting these players, when you draft them, and what you expect from them, and how they sort of ingratiate themselves into a lineup. Who can you get that will come in and all of a sudden understand their role with the Golden State Warriors? And that'll be tricky. But, you know, that's a dynasty. Golden State was a dynasty. Can they still hold on by their fingertips and be a dynasty? What other poll questions are we looking at today, Seton? By the way, first hour brought to you by Meguiar's new hybrid ceramic wash and wax in a bucket or a foam cannon. Boost protection with extreme water beating technology. The next time you wash your car or truck, Meguiar's, reflect your passion. All right, Seton.
You know, I think too, like the just to stick with the Warriors for a minute, but you shipped Jordan Poole out, which is like a chemistry thing, but you brought in a dude that's 37 to replace him to an already old roster. Clearly time is catching up to that group, right?
But they won 27 of their last 39 games. And it felt like, okay, maybe the band's together and maybe one more tour, victory tour. And then all of a sudden you see running into a Sacramento team that underachieved at the end of the season, but then got it right last night. And a lot of these teams, you know, you feel like, oh, they just kind of flicked the switch. Well, I don't think Golden State can do that. Not anymore, because we saw that with Klay. Go back to last year. I think their closeout game, he didn't have a good game. You know, this is where Klay's got to give you 20, 25. Draymond, it's got to contribute, you know, in a variety of, you know, categories in the box score. And then you have to get some help with your bench. I mean, that's what you're waiting for. Who emerges, and is that enough to kind of prop up Steph Curry where maybe can win another title? What else do you have, Seton?
Let's see. We've got who is furthest from a ring right now? Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
Well,
Steph is out, so.
Yeah, I would say he's really far away.
More so at this point in their career. Like if, you know, go in the next 3 years, all of them will be out of the league in 3 years, I think.
Is Durant going to be out of the league in 3 years? Feels like that's all he does is just play ball. I don't know what other, you know, hobbies he's got.
He'll be 36 next season.
I don't know. It feels like he can be shooting those pull up 15 footers for 10 more years.
Feels like he's going to be the Caitlin Clark of the 3-on-3 league.
Oh, so
he's going to go right from there, right from the NBA to 3-on-3. Yeah, let's go. We just signed the Durantula.
We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Zion last night. LeBron talked about how great Zion was. Your phone calls are welcome. We'll settle on our poll question. Danny Hurley will join us coming up. And Darvin Ham does address the silly I guess it's a question, or it was a statement. Should the Lakers have tanked last night to avoid the Denver Nuggets? And Darvin Ham, the Laker head coach, did address that. So, and we will as well. Also, Peter Schrager with his mock draft a little bit later on. So, just getting started, 14 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Play of the day coming up in a little bit. We'll hear from the Lakers head coach, Darvin Ham, also LeBron James after the win last night as Kings knocked out the Warriors. Lakers hold off the Pelicans. Next up for them will be the Denver Nuggets. All right. By the way, yesterday afternoon, I know that we talked about this yesterday. I got to go talk about death and went to the estate planning meeting and very nice building, very nice people. And I got to sit around and strategize of when I die, who gets what. There's a lot of people probably looking forward to me dying just in my family tree. They'd never say it publicly, but yeah, it was a little awkward. And, you know, you're talking about after you die. I mean, that's the meeting. And so it's weird. And then you're going, okay, so when I die, then what happens? And then they kind of map it out for you. And my wife's there asking all these questions. And I'm like, all right. I'm looking around going, everybody's going to be benefiting here, except for me. But I'll be confident that everybody's taken care of, including you guys. Now, it was brought up, am I considering the Danettes? And I didn't bring it up. I didn't.
Fritzy did?
No. Somebody there was joking about the Danettes, and I said, no, they're not involved in,
that's nice.
My estate planning. No. Yes, Marv.
But guess what? You get to do this. A lot of people don't get to give away the stuff they've worked hard for.
Yeah. You're right.
So be blessed.
And thank you. Okay. Yeah. I'm free. I mean, it's all that matters. Yes, Paul.
Were there any awkward questions such as, are there, because I assume it just automatically goes to people unless you write it up differently. Was there any questions like, are there any relatives you do not want to have included in this? Was that, you don't have to give me your answer, but was that question posed to you?
No, they said, be specific. Be really, really specific with what you want to go to certain people. Don't leave it gray area or vague. And they said, but hey, you know, you're doing this, and a lot of people don't do it at this point in their life, and you're getting ahead of this. And I said, yeah, I mean, I'm going to prepare for this. I hope that I get to live for, you know, 20 more years. But yes, they talked about, you know, certain instances where this person collected something so strange. But when she died and her children fought over this, I can't say it because I got to be fair to the people that I met with yesterday, but they said this is how petty it can get. You know, it's not just leaving a car or a watch or a house. I mean, you get into detail. It's like, it's uncomfortable because you have to kind of remove yourself from, they're talking about me, but I have to talk about me. And after the fact, I can't say anything because I'll be gone. But in the moment, I got to be talking about that guy who's right there who happens to be me. Yes, Todd.
Is there a particular item that you think everybody would be fighting over that you're just better off putting on eBay or leaving with a charity or something so nobody gets it?
Well, I did talk to my wife about that. There are certain things that I would probably donate to charity. That way, it just takes the arguing out of it or the potential for an argument, discussion. Everybody's going to be taken care of. But yeah, that was yesterday. Got to spend a couple hours. And I said to my wife, I could use a beer. And then she said, okay, all right. So
did you have her sip it first?
Just in case. Yeah. I don't trust you. You taste it. Yes, Paul.
When you leave, did you feel better about things?
Wait, what do you mean when I leave?
When you left yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay.
Tenses are very important. Yeah. But when you left yesterday, did you say, I'm glad I did that whilst awkward?
Yes. But I said to my wife, I'm not doing it again. Like, you take care of it. I'm fine. I can't do that. Yes, Paul.
You have to keep this open like it's an open document.
No, because everybody's uncomfortable me talking about death.
Exactly. Seton knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you, with your kids over the next 10 years, keep it open. Say,
wait, I'm only going to live 10 more years?
Let's just say over the next 10 years, when they're still looking to you for guidance, and when I say guidance, I mean money, your kids now can have a sliding scale of what's going to be in that document.
Yeah, but I don't want them walking into my house going, yeah. Hey, how much is that worth?
No, you want them walking into your house and say, Dad, do you want to go out for lunch and have a nice weekend and
Dad,
go maybe do some
Do you want to drive real fast in a car and, you know, I'll meet you at a restaurant?
Make
there?
Them earn your love.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
But if it's all locked in, like it sounds like it is, then they can't pretend to give you any extra love. And then you don't have to keep wondering. If you leave it open-ended, it's like, oh, you're just buttering me up because I can change things at any moment about who gets
Yeah, but I'd rather that happened. Like, they got to work for this. And then, you know, maybe I'll say to my wife, you know what, let's give the girls a little bit more there, you know. Maybe we don't give as much to, you know, our son. Yes, Paul.
Do you want us to have a game at the end, like where, you know, like we do games on a show?
What do you mean at the end?
At the very end. I hate to say it, but, you know,
when I don't.
Let's say we're still around and you somehow aren't.
Okay.
Do you want us to have a game where the kids have to guess what they got, and if they get it right, they get like a bonus? We do games on here all the time.
No. I don't think so.
It'd be good content.
But, oh my goodness. You're just, it's one of those surreal moments. And if anybody's ever done that, you know what that feeling's like. You're just there, and it's as if you're not there, but you're there. All right. Let's see. Oh, I just saw this from Chris Mannix, our good buddy. When Boston reached the end of its run in 2013, it could have kept its team together, tried to squeeze out one more run of Pierce, KG and Rondo. Instead, they offloaded stars to get the draft capital that built them into a team they are today. It's not a hot take to suggest the Warriors should do the same. Well, you got to find a foolish owner like the Celtics did with the Nets to say, hey, would you like to take these over-the-hill washed-up Hall of Famers? And you'll be able to give us all these draft picks? Okay, sounds great. So Mannix means well by saying this. You got to find an owner who is stupid enough to go, sure, we can win championship with them. Yes, Paulie.
Okay, would Steph, let's say this was the plan of the current Golden State regime to redo things, okay, trade off things. Like, it probably is the smart move. Would Steph Curry be untouchable?
I would ask Steph Curry.
That's a dangerous, but you don't.
No, I would ask him, hey, I don't know if we can build a championship team over the next 2 years. Now, we want to be fair to you. And that way you could offload $55 million. Now, granted, that's your showpiece. That's where people show up. They want to see Steph Curry. But you got to think of this as a business. It's when you don't think, that's when you get, you know, Belichick did this all the time in New England. Like, you were thinking, okay, wait a minute, Richard Seymour just got traded. Yeah, Ty Law got traded. You know, Lawyer Malloy. There wasn't loyalty there. It was run as a business. And that's what you have to do. I don't think Golden State will do that. I think they've done right by their players. You know, Clay gets injured, they sign him up to that deal. Draymond, they brought him back. No? They did try to win another championship for Steph. Yes, Eden.
But
yeah,
the Patriots did do that. And it ended horribly, including Bill Belichick being sent out, and everybody hates each other, and there's infighting and backstabbing and all of that stuff. You don't really get the sense, other than Draymond being a character, you don't really get that sense with the Warriors at all. I would almost rather it limp to a finish with them and be like, ah, man, but we all did something great, right? See you guys at the reunion. Love you. Then... does Tom hate everybody, and does Clay hate this guy?
Yeah, but I said to Brady, Belichick, and Robert Kraft, you could do it differently, would you? And the answer would be no. They built a dynasty, one of the greatest runs in NFL history.
I would bet almost all of them look back and regret something that happened and say, you know what, this could have been handled better, this could have been handled differently.
Yes. But the bottom line is, they were always relevant. They were always competitive. They were playing in Super Bowls half of Tom Brady's career. You're going to take that. Now, you know, it didn't end well. We're right about that. We don't know how it'll end with Golden State. We have the luxury of knowing how it ended with New England. But I think they would still all sign up for that again. And I don't know if you bring the band together and go, let's try it one more time, or do you say to Steph Curry, Steph, would you like to play for another team where you might have a chance for a championship? Because there's only so much we can do here. And then you kind of lay it out for him. Yes, Marv.
I think he might want to be in that Dirk. I'm trying to think of other guys that played there. Hakeem Olajuwon, whoever has played their entire career in one spot with four championships. And I think that differentiates him from a lot of guys that have gone from team to team to win championships. Like, you go wire to wire in Golden State, which was not a winner. My entire childhood, they were always sorry. And then he gets there, and look, we got four championships. You know what? Let me play out these last 2-3 years and just go wire to wire as a Warrior.
Yeah, but if you say to him, you can go wire to wire, or do you want to win another championship? Because I don't know if we can get you back there. What does he do?
I think winning in Golden State and staying in Golden State is more important than winning another championship somewhere else.
Not winning in Golden State or winning a champion, or at least competing for a championship at another place. You're saying he would rather, if you said you're not going to win championship here.
2 more years? I think he just stays.
Okay.
Just finishes out there.
Yeah, and I could see that. Because look at OKC, look at Minnesota, Denver. They're still going to be there. Minnesota's coming. OKC's already here. Denver's still really good. Like, are you going to win a championship? I don't think so. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, it's really weird because Steph has 2 more years on his contract, and these are the big payday years. I think it's $56 million and $59
million. Yeah.
But he has so many options when his career is over. It's a real tough one. I can't see him retiring early because of that contract, But I could see, like Marvin saying, just stick it out, do 2 years, and do your production company.
Well,
do
if
your
he game knows shows. That it's not going to be a championship team,
yeah.
And he's fine with that.
But your point of if the team came to him and asked him would be a very interesting decision.
I would ask him. Look, if you want to be loyal, you want to do right by him, that is the true sense of loyalty, we're going to ask you. Hey, we're doing our best. We want to have a championship team. But we got to decide on Clay. Do we keep Draymond? Do we want to trade him? Who can we get that's going to help kind of reinvigorate this lineup, be complimentary to you? How much can we expect out of Steph Curry at age 36? With his style of always handling the ball, always being the go-to guy at that age, and he's not a big guy. Yeah, Todd.
You would think if the Bears are worried about doing right by Justin Fields, this is on a much, much bigger level. I kind of agree with Marvin. You got the money, you got the fame, you finished your career there. There's no guarantees if you bounce around and go to another team that they're going to win anything. I know you could be competing during the course of the season, but they can't guarantee you're going to get another ring. And how exciting is that you had to go chase it? We've seen other players do that and get ripped for it like Durant.
Well, look, Peyton Manning did it. I mean, they're players. Now it's commonplace to do it. I just think if you're Steph Curry and you get one more title, I don't know how much that would matter to him as opposed to uprooting his family.
He should join the Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs would be perfect for the Chiefs.
He could, yeah.
Get a title
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sure. Play wide receiver. Yeah, Seton.
It does, for some reason, feel very abrupt, the conversation about this dynasty is over.
Well,
I get it. I get why. I totally do. And it's like, dang, all of a sudden everybody got really old. Everybody got really old, and what feels like quickly to me.
But it happens that way.
Yeah.
It happens overnight where you go, damn, Bird, McHale, and Parrish got old.
I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? We're talking about can Steph get one more ring? What do you mean one more ring? Dude's got like at least three in
but
the tank,
this is a
he?
Long run. This is what? 11 years.
I know.
This is a long run. Long run.
Maybe underappreciated somehow
yes,
or something.
Yes, probably so. Yes, Tom.
And what would suggest that they're going to get any better? This is as good as it's going to get. They had a fight to get into a 9-10 scenario. You look at teams like the Thunder and these up-and-coming young teams that are significantly younger that can do this over the next several years. So there's nothing on the board to show that all of a sudden this was just an aberration. They're going to get back to their dynasty ways.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
You know, it's apples and oranges, but I always think about the Lakers and Kobe and Shaq, and it ended too soon. Now, that was different. That was a personality clash, but they were together for 8 seasons. Shaq was at Laker for 8 years.
Yeah.
One thing I was thinking with Steph Curry is if he were a little bit more banged up, a little bit more injured, he's very expensive and old. Historically, the Knicks would step in here and trade for him, but that's not the same Knicks team. It doesn't seem like the same Knicks program, but historically, they traded for guys who are older.
And I don't know if he's going to be a spot-up shooter the way his dad was throughout his career, if he wants to do that. Does he want to go wire-to-wire where he is the go-to guy? But that's asking a lot. At age 30, he'll be 37 going into next season, playing that style. I mean, LeBron can do it because LeBron's one of the biggest guys and best athletes on the floor. Steph's not a big guy. And you're going to keep running against these young guys? I don't know. And I can't count on Draymond, and you can't count on Clay on a nightly basis. You never had a doubt before. Steph knew Clay was there, and Draymond would somehow do whatever you needed him to do. He steps on the floor, and he's like, God, I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. And just that doubt, now all of a sudden, it's incumbent on him to do even more when he gets out there. And you're going to ask him to do that at 37? Yes, Mark.
And if you're the Warriors, you're running a business, like you said earlier. Steph Curry is box office. Like, yeah. So you know, as long as he's there, you're going to sell out. And so if you trade him,
yeah, no.
you might have a Moody or, you know, like, who's on the cover of your media guide going into
Steve
that next
Kerr.
Season? Huh?
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. That would be it. Now, look, is it far-fetched to think that they would trade Steph Curry? Yes, it is. Do I think they're going to? No. But I think you have to look at this as a business. Can he help us rebuild? Unless you say to your fan base, hey, we're going all in, and then after that, it's not going to be pretty for a little while. Because that's really what you're saying. Hey, this isn't going to be pretty, but, you know, bear with. Like the 76ers. Hey, we have the process here. All right. Then you got better, and we thought you were going to play for a title. And that's probably what would happen here. you'd have the process at Golden State. Here is LeBron James talking about how great Zion Williamson was last night.
He's going to be great for a long time. You know, obviously, you know, it's a slow start to the season this year. But you know, he's a generational player, a generational talent. He's going to continue to get better and better and better. And tonight was just a small microcosm of how great he can be. You know, his ability to get downhill, finish versus smalls, finish versus bigs, it doesn't matter. And one thing about him, he's not afraid to compete. So you know, that's a great thing. He's a star.
It was fun to see because we love the potential. And then you love seeing, you know, kind of that come to fruition. Like, oh, my God, that's what he should be. Putting up 40, but then he gets hurt. There was talk of the Lakers losing on purpose, and this started with the mothership. And we'll have Darvin Ham's comments on this coming up. But first, we take a break. We'll get to some phone calls back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Oh my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Looks like I got it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Yellen Larkin on the draw against Evans. Scrambled face off, comes back, quick shot.
Oh my gosh! 3.3.
David Perron! It's a tie game! David Perron has tied it up!
Red Wings eventually won the game in a shootout, their third consecutive overtime win to finish the regular season. Detroit did not get the help it needed as Philadelphia lost to the Capitals. That's courtesy of Bally Sports Detroit. And that is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert, the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan Try the Tire Decision Guide, full lineup of Kumho tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, topic came up prior to the play-in game with the Lakers that somehow they should lose the game to the Pelicans, therefore they don't have to worry about facing the Nuggets. Now, they'd still have to win a game. They'd have to beat the Sacramento Kings, let's say, and then they could face the Oklahoma City Thunder as opposed to the Denver Nuggets. Well, you eventually have to face the Nuggets. Yeah. Like, you have to think bigger picture here. Like, hey, do we want them now, or do we want to say at least we made it to the next round by beating Oklahoma City? Well, when I first heard the topic, and I'm like, okay, how exactly will the Lakers throw this game? Because that's what you're doing. You're going to throw the game. Are you going to say to Anthony Davis, I think you're hurt, right? No, I'm ready to... No, I think you're hurt, right? And then you sit him down in the game against the Pelicans, and then all of a sudden, you don't think the commissioner's going to go, are you guys putting your best lineup out there? Are you throwing the game here? So I understand you want to avoid Denver. I would just like to ask Mike Greenberg, Greeny, how exactly do you propose the Lakers were going to throw the game without giving off the whiff of, you're throwing a game? You're going to sit LeBron? Like, that's, I get it. You want to avoid Denver. You also want to avoid the wrath of the commissioner who might say, something's not right here. And then all of a sudden, hey, you avoided Denver, but not a $1 million fine for throwing a game. Silly. Yes, Paulie.
To be fair, if Darvin Ham, the head coach, walked up to Anthony Davis and said, you know you're hurt, Anthony Davis may go, you know you're right, I think I am hurt.
You're right, I'm always hurt.
I'm used to being hurt.
Yeah, maybe. Hell yeah. Thank you, coach, for recognizing that. I'm always hurt.
Stiffness.
Feelings are hurt, coach. Yes. People always think I'm hurt.
Spasms.
Well, it hurts my feelings. Here is the Laker head coach on the talk of the Lakers losing on purpose.
There was this notion out there, perhaps, that it would be better for the guys to drop this game to avoid them.
That was a report of what?
It was a TV talking stuff. It was that maybe.
Saying what again?
It'd be better off if you guys lost this game to avoid Denver to play.
Insane asylum sources say.
Sure.
It wasn't.
Okay. It was just chatter.
Just someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Okay. Yes, Eden.
You know what? When that question was first asked, it wasn't asked with a laugh. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, hey, coach, somebody said this crazy thing, but I just wanted to get your reaction to it. Whoever that reporter is, they started laughing once they saw the coach's reaction. And it was like, I know it's crazy. Man, dude, you weren't asking it to be say what's crazy.
Yes, Paul.
The reporter, it's hard to hear, but the reporter asked it, like you said, seriously, there's a notion out there that might be better off for the Lakers to purposely not win this first game so they don't have to face this team.
Yeah.
So it was asked as a real question, but based off a notion in the media.
Yes. But it's a notion on ESPN that, is one of the carriers of the NBA, and one of your main hosts is throwing it out there that the Lakers should purposely lose this game. So it's an opinion. It's not like, hey, I got a notion here. Yeah. That was his opinion.
Right.
And you're asking a former player who's a head coach about, tanking to avoid Denver. You eventually have to face Denver if you're going to win a championship. I'd rather face Denver now than I would, next round or the round after that. Yeah, Marvin.
And you could hear Darvin Ham go, wait, what? Like, he was legit offended that they even asked him this question in a serious manner, too.
Yes.
Like, reported on what? Say that again?
I get it. Got a lot of attention. Greeny said that Connecticut men's basketball team could make the playoffs. Okay. I can ask Dan Hurley, hey, do you think your team is good enough to make the NBA playoffs? I mean, I'm sure he's confident in his team, but it's just, we got to be careful with this. Everybody wants a hot take here. I mean, Love Greeny, but, you know, Greeny, come on. And he's doubling down on that notion that they should have lost the game. How do you lose a game like this in front of everybody without drawing suspicion? And you've got to play Denver at some point. Yes, Todd.
And you still got to beat the Kings or the Warriors, which obviously would be the Kings. Do we think that highly of the Lakers or that much against the Warriors or Kings where it's not possible that the Lakers would lose that game?
I thought it made sense. Just win. You get some rest here before you open the series against... I don't think it's far-fetched to believe the Lakers can beat the Nuggets. I know that they got swept last year, but like I don't go, boy, Denver's invincible. They might be the best team and have the best player. But if you steal a game, maybe you get two games, and now all of a sudden there's a little more pressure on them. I just win the game. Don't wait to kind of, oh, you know what? The bracket doesn't set up for us. Let's throw this game. Yeah, Pong.
Last year, the Lakers did get swept by the Nuggets, but game one, they lost by 6. Game two, they lost by 5. Game four, they lost by 2. There wasn't a blowout in the group of games.
Yes. I mean, I couldn't imagine somebody saying to LeBron, hey, you want to avoid Denver? Are you afraid of Denver? Well, this is how you do it. And so you're saying, oh, they can beat OKC. I don't know if they can. But I wouldn't roll the dice and go, hey, we lost the game to the Pelicans. Now all we have to do is beat Sacramento. Just ask Golden State how that went. Yeah, we can beat Sacramento. Sacramento won off last night. Yes, Mark.
And that's real bulletin board material, too. Whoa. You guys lost on purpose to try to play us?
Yeah.
And if you're the Kings or the Thunder,
yeah, you're right.
I'm really offended.
Tim in Cincinnati. Good morning, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 6'2", 210. Yeah, so two things. The first thing, yeah, there's zero chance the Lakers try to throw that game. There's no way, especially knowing that they might have to play the Kings, which I think they went 0-4 against this year. But, yeah, the second thing is, with the Golden State Warriors, the writing's not just on the wall. I mean, it's in 3D and popping out at you. That dynasty, as we know it, is done. People just need to give up on that. The amount of people that keep hearing talking, you know, they could do this, they could do that. Like Clay, they got to move on from him. They got to blow that thing up because it's starting to look like they're literally just. Wanting to keep their, you know, be nice to their players rather than be a
But when ownership isn't that way, then we criticize them. And then when they do hold on for too long, then we criticize them. You know, you gotta pick a spot here. And would I stay one more year with them? Yes. But I would have done that with the Chicago Bulls with Jordan and company. I would have run it back one more year. And they decided that they were going to blow it up. Now, they're not in the position the way the Bulls were because you still had Michael and Scotty there. Kukoc. You had a really good team. The nucleus was there. That's not the case with Golden State. UConn head coach Dan Hurley will join us coming up. Peter Schrager has a mock draft on loan from NFL Network. Hour two on the way. Todd, Seton, Marvin, Paulie, and yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments. to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.